What a mighty God we serve. Angels. That's right. I said angels. Hey. Angels bound before him. Heaven and earth. My God does adore him. What a mighty, great, awesome, powerful God we serve. He's worthy of the praise. He's worthy. He's awesome. He's powerful. He's the one, as Pastor Butler says, who walks on the clouds of the air by the name of Jah. Who wouldn't serve a God like this? Open your mouth right now and begin to bless him. Elema Shadi Omandala Kosa. Begin to glorify him. Begin to magnify him right where you are. Come on, tell him he's worthy. Tell him he's awesome. Get up. Get up. Come on, get up. Get on up. Get on up. Get on up and begin to bless him. Begin to walk around in your house. Begin to create an atmosphere. As the song was just saying, create some glory. Come on, begin to create glory. Mele ma shakala mandala biyo somaya. Yetala ba shadi asi. Come on, begin to honor him. Begin to bless him. Begin to glorify him. Begin to give him the honor, the praise. My God, we exalt you. My God, we praise you. My God, we lift you up. Oh, my God, you're worthy. You're worthy of the praise. You're worthy of the Shabbat. You're worthy of the Yada. You're worthy of the Toda. You're worthy of the Tahila. You alone are worthy. My God, we bless you. Your name is revered. Your name is worshiped. Your name is adored. Your name, hallelujah, is great and greatly to be praised. Come on, young lady. Come on, young man. Open your mouth and begin to bless him. Begin to create an atmosphere for his presence. Begin to honor him. Begin to lift him up. Begin to tell him how awesome he is, how powerful he is. I can't hear you. Come on, get up and bless him. Open your mouth. Give him the fruit of your lips. Father, I appreciate you. Father, I glorify you. Father, I thank you for waking me up this morning. Thank you for the use and the activity of my limbs. Thank you, hallelujah, for making me, giving me a mind to serve you. Thank you for the ability, my God, to open my eyes. Thank you for clothes on my back, shoes on my feet, food on the table. Thank you for loving me in the midst of me. Thank you for never giving up on me. Thank you for being consistent. Thank you for being great. You are exalted. The King is exalted on high, and I will bless his name. I bless your name. I will bless thee, O Lord. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul. And forget not all his benefits. Thank you for healing my diseases. Thank you for redeeming my life from destruction. Thank you for crowning me with loving kindness. Thank you for your divine favor, for your excellent greatness. You are the King immortal, invisible. You're the only wise God. To you be glory, majesty, blessings and honor, glory and power, wisdom and strength. My God, I bless you this morning. Hallelujah. Hoba shalamandalosa. Come on, open your mouth and glorify him. I don't hear you. I don't hear the praise. Let the praises of God be in your mouth and a two-edged sword in your hand, executing vengeance. Come on, where's your praise? Out of the mouth of babes and sucklings has thou ordained praise. My God, ordain strength that thou mightest steal the avenger. Honor him this morning. Give him this glory. Give him the glory. Hallelujah. On the 15th of November. Give him the glory on this 15th day of November this morning. Come on, bless him. Thank him that you woke up in your right mind. Thank him that you still have a mind to serve him. Thank you that you did not snap. Thank him that you're not crazy. Thank you, oh my God, that you can smell, that you can swallow, that you can hear, that you can see, that you can put on clothes. Thank him that you have a job this morning. Thank him. Hallelujah. Oh my God. Hey, my Shanda Bahaya. Hey, Monday be Setoro Mosia. As they bless him, as they give him the glory, as they give him the honor. My God, I love you. I love you. I love you. I love you more than anything. My God, you are everything to me. My God, you're my provider. You are my strength, strength like no other. You are the lover of my soul. You're my kinsman redeemer. You're my day spring from on high. You're my righteous king. You're my faithful judge. You are Malabasha, the living bread. You are the living word. You are the living water that springs up into everlasting life. Oh, Masha. Yea, Mande Besita la Mandala Kobashara. Yea, Mene Ashelemo. Mulini Mikianka la Mansoya. Yabio Shatana. Yendele Malamasa. Oh, I bless you. Oh, I honor you. Oh, I give you the glory. Oh, my soul magnifies you. My soul look to thee, O God. Haya, hilele baba shandala bahaya. It is of your mercies that I'm not consumed. Your compassions fail not. Thank you for mercy this morning. Thank you for mercy. Thank you for loving kindness. Thank you for tender mercies. Thank you for your excellent greatness. Thank you for your power. Thank you for your love. Thank you for your grace. Eh, Bashala. Yendele Masila Moya. Yala Bohosha. Yendele Mekidala. I bless thee, O Lord, with a heart of thanksgiving. Inele Mandala Kondala Kurala Masa. Zibiangere Meantara Mohuba. Yendele Ohosha. Yan Jeremo Solo Mokota. You're my healer. You're my strength. You're my way maker. You're my great God of favor. You're of your majesty. King of glory, that's who you are. You are the King of glory. You are the Lord God, strong and mighty. Hey, Malabasharia, Yerebo, Mulonobohoshande, Yedioseke, Ilelebandiriosha, hey, Abashatina Nanamosha, yea, Masia, oh, Shemanda, come on, praise him, come on, glorify him, come on, give him the honor. Come on, Dede Bashata. Hey, thank you that I made it on the prayer line this morning. Thank you that I ain't got kicked off. Thank you for keeping me. Thank you. Hey, Urobo Shata. Pastor Butler, I want you to pray for about 10 minutes, and then I'm going to come in and give two prayer points. You can pray from about 6:10 to 6:20. Just wanted to start it off with praise and giving him glory. Let you pray for about 10 minutes, and then I'll come in at about 6:20, whatever, and give two prayer points. Glory to God. Go for it.
More grace, Pastor. More grace, KCC and family. We're so grateful to God to be in the land of the living. I did get kicked off myself, and I merged in with Sister Joy, and I came in at 20 minutes before.
That's warfare.
Yes, sir. And so Joy, bless her heart, merged me in and had me on hold. So we're grateful we made it. Hallelujah. And we're so grateful to God for you, man of God. And saints, the Lord stirred my heart this morning about his infallible word. The Bible says the word of the Lord is quick and it's powerful. It's sharper than any two-edged sword. In Psalms 138 and verse number 2 says he has exalted his word above his name. That's Psalms 138 and verse number 2. He's exalted his word above his name. And the name of Jesus is above everything, because at the name of Jesus, every knee should bow, tongue confess that he is Lord, according to Philippians. Hallelujah. But the Bible said he's exalted his word above his name. And I was thinking of visitation, God gave me a vision concerning his word, how that he said, speak the word only in Matthew 12. And then he said, out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaketh in Matthew chapter 12, that a good man out of the good treasure of his heart bringeth forth good things, but an evil man out of the evil treasure of his heart bringeth forth evil things. That's Matthew 12, 34 to 37. He said, for out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth will speak. Amen. And Jesus said, we shall have whatsoever things we say. For death and life, Proverbs chapter 18, amen, and 21. Death and life is in the power of the tongue. The Lord gave me a vision, amen, about two angels walking on each side of the street, amen, holding picket signs. And in the vision, I seen the saints walking in the middle, falling into a hole. Hallelujah. And the angels were just walking so slow because they were unemployed. And then in the vision, I seen that the saints were falling into this hole and could not get out. And I said, God, what meaneth this? He said, Proverbs 6 and 2. Proverbs 6 and 2. You are snared, or thou art snared by the words of thy mouth. Thou art taken by the words of thy lips, which means to be trapped, to be incapacitated, to be immobilized, amen, to be limited, halted, amen. And so God said, that's what we are doing. Pastor taught a magnificent word last night, amen, on the word and speaking the word. You shall have what you say. And it coruscated, and God stirred me this morning. Hallelujah. Amen. And so the angels, I was saying, God, well, what is that they're doing since they're walking so slow and they're unemployed? Amen. And they said, well, they're walking saying, we will work for a word. We'll work for a word. Amen. But on the other side of the street, it was demonic powers. And they were moving so fast. They were constantly moving so fast because they couldn't stop working. I said, well, why are they so busy? He said, because they're employing the enemy with words, words of doubt, insecurity, negligence, amen, fear. And so the enemy is moving on those fear words. And the angels that he's given, listen to what the word of God said, that, amen, he's not only exalted his word above his name, but in Psalms 103, I believe, and verse 20, the Bible says that God has given his angels hearken diligently unto the voice of his word. So our first prayer, amen, and it's going to be, amen, for that word, we're going to decree and declare that, Father, set a watch before our mouth, keep the door at our lips, that we speak the word only, so that we might employ your angels. Send your angels today to work for you, for his angels hearken to the voice of his word. Let's pray. Lift your right hand and say, Father, I thank you for the angels that you've given me, the angels you've given charge concerning me. Now, I employ my angels, not by folly, not by foolish speaking, but by the spoken word, that they hearken diligently unto the voice of your word. I regurgitate your word. Come on, let's pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, God, we send an angel into the bedroom. We send an angel into the hospital. We send an angel that has been given charge concerning us. We speak the word only. God, we don't have to be there. You said, Lord Jesus, death and life is in the power of our tongue. They that love it shall eat the fruit thereof. So today we decree and declare that we're victorious. We're more than conquerors. We're the head and not the tail. We're above and not beneath. We declare the enemy has no access to our life. We declare, hallelujah, bless God, that this is, as Pastor said, a no-enter zone as it pertains to our body, our mind, our assignment. The only one who has access to our life, amen, bless God, is God and his angels, you Lamb of God, and your holy angels that hearken unto the voice of your word. Oh, God, hallelujah, in the name of Jesus, angels of God, we command you now, close any door that has been opened, a crack that has been given, hallelujah, access to the enemy, as you have decreed and declared in Ephesians chapter 4, verse 27, give no place to the devil. So today, God, we decree and declare that no place, no, Lord, crack, no slither is open. And if it is, hallelujah, we command it, be closed, be closed. Angels, stay the hand of the enemy. Peep into the affairs of the powers of darkness, bring havoc on the camp of the enemy in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. I take away the closed door. Hallelujah. We deny any access that the enemy would have, and we decree and declare no weapon formed against us is going to be able to prosper. God, we give you praise. God, we give you glory. God, we give you honor. Hallelujah. As a matter of fact, I permanently deny him access to my life. I shall walk in power. We shall walk in the prophetic purpose and our destiny. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. It's getting ready to come to pass. Hallelujah. Now, as it's been said, we are getting ready to walk in the best year, hallelujah, that we've ever had. We thank you, Lamb of God, that your angels are our assistants. Your angels are our helpers. Your angels are set, Lord Jesus Christ, to keep us from falling and to keep us in all our ways. We thank you. Whoa, glory. My God, devil, you're under our feet in the name of Jesus. You're under our feet in Jesus' name, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Y'all got to excuse me. I'm a little hoarse. Hallelujah. Amen. And I'm in a parking. I pulled over in a parking spot because I'm headed to Detroit. Amen. And
glory.
Amen. Bless God.
Amen. Amen. Well, we bless God for Pastor Hala Malamandala Kodala Bakasia. We give him the praise and we honor him for his goodness. Ele Malama Shakalamandia. Are you listening? Saints of God, this is what we want to do. The Bible lets us know, hallelujah, that offenses must needs become for the sake of the gospel. But woe unto him. Woe unto him. Woe unto him. Unto who brings the offense. Some of you are hindered. I believe that's Luke chapter 18. All right? Is it Luke 18 or Luke 17? Maybe Luke 17. That's right. Luke chapter 17. All right? I need you to listen. I need you to listen, and I need you to listen again. I must pray, and I want you to pray with me against the spirit of offense. Are you listening to me? Because the spirit of offense will hinder you. The spirit of offense will cause you not to receive things that God has for you. The spirit of offense is a powerful spirit. It is a strong spirit. It is a spirit that causes you not to be able to receive because you're offended. You're mad at somebody. You're upset because of what somebody said about you. You're upset because of what somebody did to you. You're upset because of things that are happening. The spirit of offense. But today, we are coming against the spirit of offense. You're offended at your pastor. You're offended at your husband. You're offended at your wife. You're offended at your children. You're offended at your brother and your sister. The spirit of offense. It is hindering your release. It is hindering your breakthrough. You don't have time to be offended. You got too much you need from God. You got too much you're believing for. You got too much. Psalm 119, 165. Great peace have they which love thy law, and nothing. Hey, Malabasha, I said nothing. Somebody confess at your mouth. Say, I will never be offended. Hey, Malabasha, I said, open your mouth and declare that. Say, I will never be offended. So we are praying today. We are praying today against the spirit of offense. Raise your right hand. Say, in the name of Jesus. Spirit of offense, be dismantled in every area of my life. Today, as I lift my voice and I pray, I arrest the spirit of offense. Indeed, Abakosha, lift your voice and begin to pray. Father, I thank you that the spirit of offense has been arrested. In the name of Jesus, I've seen it in your word that I have to let go of offenses. Your word declares that I must forgive. I must forgive those that hurt me because you forgave me. Father, in the name of Jesus, I repent. I ask for your forgiveness, but I ask for your help. I don't have the power to forgive them in my own strength. I don't have the power to overcome this in my own strength. I have to have you in every area of my life. Therefore, as an act of my will today, I choose to forgive. Father, because you've forgiven me, I choose to forgive. I freely forgive all those who have hurt me. I forgive my father. I forgive my mother. I forgive my sister. I forgive my brother. I forgive my pastor. I forgive my teacher. I forgive my husband. I forgive my wife. I forgive my ex-husband. I forgive my ex-wife. Father, I forgive those who have taken advantage of me, those who have used me. Father, in the name of Jesus, I forgive them for the injustice. Hey! I forgive them for everything that I fear they did to me. I forgive them. I release them. I let it go. I thank you today that every debt has been paid in the name of Jesus. I thank you, O God, that according to your word, I thank you that according to your word, I am free. I love your word. I love your word above my feelings. I love your word above making myself feel satisfied. I love your word above making myself justified in holding a grudge against somebody who hurt me. I love your word because I love your law. I thank you for great peace. I thank you that nothing is going to cause me to stumble. Nothing is going to cause me to go under. In the name of Jesus, may the spirit of offense be arrested. I thank you that the spirit of offense is arrested. It is destroyed by fire. I thank you that offense is not my king. Every spirit of offense that is set on the throne of my heart, every spirit of offense that is set on the throne of my mind, every spirit of offense that feels justified, that feels like it has a right to be there, in the name of Jesus, as I pray today, may the spirit of offense be dismantled. May the spirit of offense be destroyed. May the spirit of offense be uprooted. I uproot the spirit of offense. I uproot the spirit of offense. Lift your voice. Open your mouth. Uproot it. Uproot it. Uproot it. Command offense to receive fire. Command offense to receive judgment. Command offense to be broken over your life, over the life of your children, over the life of your family. Command the spirit of offense to be dismantled, to be destroyed, to be uprooted, to be arrested. I arrest the spirit of offense. I arrest the spirit of offense. I arrest the spirit of pride. I arrest the spirit that makes me justify my hurt, the spirit that makes me feel it's okay to be mad. May that stronghold be arrested. May that stronghold be babo, shababa, beleba, lilabo, Suneme, Nitalai, Lenkele Makula Labaya, Yendidi Biaso, Sorobo Kotande, Idio Shaba, Lamandele Beara. Hey, 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 Shantile me, Mangere Mekiantala Makuya Sia, Sira Raboboja, may the spirit of offense be arrested, may the spirit of offense be arrested, may the spirit of offense be arrested in KCC. May the spirit of offense be arrested in this nation. Be arrested in the land. Be arrested in the body of Christ. May the spirit of offense be arrested in my heart. Father, in Jesus' name, may I be delivered from the spirit of offense. May I be delivered from the spirit of pride. May I be delivered. Offenses must needs become for the sake of the gospel. But if I love your law, I will never be offended. If I love your law, I will never be offended. If I love your law, I will never be offended. Free me from offense. Free me from offense. Free me from offense. Free me from offense. May I be freed from offense. May that young lady be freed from offense. May that young man be freed from offense. The offense against his father, the offense against his mother, may the offense be arrested. May every offense in the body of Christ be arrested. May every offense against the children of God be arrested in the name of Jesus. Masha. Ele manda la kia zalamonda. We are praying. He said, thy will be done on earth. Thy will be done on earth, even as it is in heaven. Isn't that the word? That's in Matthew chapter 6, verse 10. We see where he said, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth. All right? We are praying that the will of God comes to fruition in our life. We are praying that the plan of God concerning our life will come to fruition. Raise your right hand. Say in the name of Jesus, I enforce the will of God concerning my life and declare I shall see the will of God manifested in every area of my life. Now, lift your voice and begin to pray. Father, I thank you that as I lift my voice and I pray today, I thank you that the will of God will manifest in my life. I thank you that the will of God concerning my children, the will of God concerning my life, the will of God concerning my family, the will of God concerning my husband, my wife, my brothers, and my sisters. Father, I thank you today that the will of God will manifest. I enforce the will of God. I decree the will of God. I decree that thy will be done on earth even as it is in heaven. Father, you know your plan concerning KCC. You know your plan concerning KCC Charlotte, KCC Jacksonville, KCC Houston. I decree that the will of God will manifest. I decree that the will of God will happen. I come against every hindrance. I come against every resistance. I come against every power that will come to hinder the will of God from coming to pass in my life. And I decree by divine authority that the will of God will manifest. I thank you that the will of God will become flesh. I thank you that there will be no hindrance. There will be no blockage. There will be no stop. There will be no halt till the will of God manifested in my life. Father, in Jesus' name, whatever the will of God is concerning the future, concerning my future, concerning the destiny of Brian Kine, concerning the destiny of Kingdom City Church, concerning the destiny of the Kine lineage, concerning the destiny of my family, concerning the destiny of my wife, of my husband, of my children, of my brother, of my sister, of my niece, of my nephew, I thank you that the destiny concerning their life will be manifested. I thank you that it shall come to pass. I thank you that there shall be a performance of every word spoken concerning my life. I thank you that the will of God in the heavens concerning my life will manifest on earth. I thank you that the will of God concerning my business, concerning my gifts, concerning my anointing. Father, I thank you that the will of God will manifest. Hey! Will come to pass in my life in the name of Jesus. I thank you for favor in every area of my life. I thank you for favor in religious specters. I thank you in religious spheres. I thank you in political spheres. I thank you in social spheres. I thank you in financial spheres. I thank you that the will of God will be manifested. I thank you that the will of God
concerning my life, concerning my family, concerning KCC, concerning Charlotte, concerning the state of Charlotte, concerning the state of North Carolina, I'm sorry, concerning the state of Florida and the state of Texas and the state of Georgia. Hey, 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 Shata, hey, Mikalawa, Lewandelebe, Lubasia, Zikolobo Tolobo Shata, Lemendele Balidia Sia, Silandelebe Kurabala, Lamambilibi Elebi Andala Masuna, Min Father du Uba Shakina, Lay, Yay, Yay. Yea, I thank you that the will of God concerning my destiny will manifest. I thank you that the will of God concerning my finances will manifest. I thank you that poverty is not my portion. I thank you that poverty does not belong to me. And as I pray, I thank you that you are my light and you are my salvation. Hey, Shalaba. Hey, Yambi Aso. Unele Makandala Basha. I thank you. Hey, that there shall be a manifestation, that there shall be a performance, that there shall be breakthrough, that there shall be a turnaround, that there shall be, hallelujah, a manifestation of the will of God concerning my life. In the name of Jesus. Saints of God, I can't wait to pray this evening. Going to share some things that God gave me. I hear me by the Spirit of God. I'm challenging 400 of you right now under this anointing while the Spirit of God is indeed flowing. You all must know how powerful these prayer calls are. All the stuff that's happening, some of you be on the line, did get kicked off. There's things happening. There are breakthroughs happening. There are change happening. All right? There are things that are taking place in the spirit. I'm challenging 400 of you. That's what I heard. I'm challenging 400 of you to go to the Cash App now. Mandala Kandala Bakura Labakasaya. Zebia Solomonda. We are praying and believing God. I'm challenging 400 of you to sow a seed today of $27. Everybody, you're sowing that seed of $27. You're going to the website, hallelujah, or you're going to the Cash App, $PBCJR. You're going to the website, briancarn.com. You're mailing it in if you have to, but you're sowing that seed of $27. I want you to hear me. My God, the devil is doing everything he can to stop you from praying and your commitment and your faithfulness to God. You're getting ready to see the hand of God manifested like you have never, ever seen before. I'm telling you, that's what we are decreeing. That's what we are declaring, that the hand of God would reign in our life. You can give on the app. You can give at Kingdom, however you want to do it. But I want you to sow into this anointing. Sow into this divine favor. Sow and decree and declare that the will of God will be manifested in your life. My God, you have nothing to be afraid of, because there shall be a performance of the word of the Lord concerning your life. On January the 1st, on January the 1st, every woman, every boy, every girl, you are meeting me in Charlotte, North Carolina. That's right. You're meeting me in Charlotte, North Carolina. And y'all better listen to me by the Spirit of grace. You're going to need to pray like never before in this next hour. I'm challenging every person under the sound of my voice to make it to Charlotte. And you're coming for watch night. And you're bringing a seed of $500. There are 500 of you who are bringing a seed of $500. That's right. There are 500 of you who are bringing a seed of $500. And I will be prophesying and giving you the word of the Lord for the year. I'll be giving you the word of the Lord for the whole year of 2022. All right? I'm telling you what I know by the Spirit. God has challenged me to do this. Some of you, God has already showed me who's going to give it, and he's already begun to speak to me prophetic words concerning you by way of vision. That's how real God is. Are you listening? We need to pray for our nation. We need to pray for senior political figures. I saw a senior political figure literally collapsing while he was walking, almost passed out. You shall begin to hear conversation concerning a woman president. I would not be surprised if in this next term Kamala Harris would run, but you shall begin to hear that the will of that party is for a woman president to emerge. You shall also hear me prophetically. You shall hear of an earthquake almost in the Turkish area. Let's pray. Let's pray for no casualty. Let's pray for no death. This is a historical earthquake that I feel like is getting ready to happen. But I want us to be in prayer and be faithful. I'm challenging every person under the sound of my voice today to sow a seed of $27 at $PBCJR. All right? I'm daring you. BrianCarn.com. Let's sow. Let's put seed in the ground. There are 500 of you who are going to meet me in Charlotte on January the 1st, and we're coming together to hear the word of the Lord and to start off our year strong. January 14th and 15th, hallelujah, glory to God. I said January 14th and 15th, where we going to be at? That's right. We're going to be in Mobile, Alabama. That'll be the first thing of prayer. I'm telling y'all by the Spirit what God told me to do. Now listen, there is an army that God is raising up, an army of intercession. It always matters how your year starts, and it matters how your year ends. And I'm telling you that you're going to tap into things you've never tapped into next year. 2022 is going to be a year of divine favor, of breakthrough, of change, of turnaround. All limits are being broken. All restrictions are being lifted. All barriers are being removed. So I'm telling you now, January the 1st, y'all go and put your money aside. January the 1st, you will have your seed of $500. You're going to meet me in Charlotte, and I'll be declaring the word of the Lord over your life for the whole year. Not only will I be doing that, Mala, Bala, Kanda, La Kida, La Bakasaya, Shata, Nanama, Ukushine, Le Kande, Le Kikala, Akasia, Zivu, Ushne, Ele, Andala, Amosoya. But I will be speaking. We're going to take our time and declare the word of God concerning your life. One by one, you'll stand before me, and I'm going to make a declaration over your life. That'll be on January the 1st. I'm excited about your future. There's going to be 10 people on January the 1st who's going to give $10,000. I'm telling you what I know. This is what I know by the Spirit. I'm just telling you things that are getting ready to happen, and I'm so excited. That's why I understand the opposition I've been up under, not just on the outside, but on the inside, the warfare that I come up against, because I know that 2022 is going to be a powerful year. God showed it to me. God showed me my name taking wind. God showed me my name taking flight. God showed me arenas with masses of people in it. And God showed me the things in my life that the enemy would attempt to use to stop it. But may his plan be diverted. May his plan be interrupted. May his assignment and his agenda be dismantled. Hey, hey, hey! In the Rabasha Kalamanda, in the name of Jesus. Well, you are blessed. You are anointed. You are favored. And I want you to raise your right hand and say, I command today to be a good day. I command today to be a great day, a day of favor, and a day of increase. And unexpected money shall run me down today in the name of Jesus. I'll see you on the prayer call this evening at 6 o'clock. We're going to be ready. Now, you see, you got to call in early. But look like even when you call in early, you still can get kicked off. So you got to pray. When you get on the line, just start praying and command you not to get kicked off in Jesus' name. You are blessed. You are favored. You are anointed. You cannot be stopped. And no weapon formed against you will be able to prosper. This is your year. Halabashata. And we are decreeing. that after these 30 days that you will see the favor of God manifested in your life in a way you've never seen before. And it shall be even as God has said. I love you. I'm praying for you. Oh, there's someone on here, the Singletons. Is that right? Down in Alabama. Please send me an email. God's been dealing with me about you, and I've been praying for you. He was unable to meet in Mobile and talk like you all wanted to. But it's the Singleton. That's prophetbriankarn@yahoo.com. You can send me that email. Send us your testimonies, church, of the things that God is doing for you. We need to see them. We need to hear them. We need to know what God is doing and the power of the prayers, okay? I love you. You are blessed. You are favored. I'll see you this evening at 6 o'clock for prayer. You are blessed. More grace.